Welcome to another episode of the CCES 5th grade podcast. Today I have with me...
I'm Shreya.
And I'm Lily.
Okay, so we're talking about which one we think is better, dogs or cats.
Honestly, I love dogs and I think they're much better than cats and I hate cats.
I think cats are much better and dogs, I don't think dogs should be a pet at all.
I am the exact opposite of her. Yet we are still friends.
So why do you think that dogs are better than cats? I don't know why you would
think
that.
First, dogs actually help you. Like, if you talk out something with the dog, I know their facial expressions don't change, but they are listening to you. And it's kind of like your dog, can understand your feeling. Like, there is this one video where this girl was trying to touch her brother's hand, to hold it. But he was playing video games, so he tried to shake it off. And then the dog just put his paw on her hand, and they can understand feelings. And they can also sniff out cancer and other things like that.
Well, though whatever you said is good about dogs, I don't think the same way. Dogs also require a lot of attention, if you are trying to play a video game, they probably won't let you because you need to take them for a walk and then pick up their poop, their gross poop, and a poopy scoop, what is it called? Doggy poop scooper thing?
Or bags.
Yeah, and then either way, you have to pick up their poop. And then they're also very stubborn. They can be very stubborn.
Not all dogs are stubborn, though.
And if you get a puppy, everybody loves puppies, except for me. I hate puppies. But, those... I'm not going to say they're adorable, but, most people think adorable puppies, they will pee and poop on your brand new carpet until they are fully trained, which takes, months?
It doesn't take that long. It depends on what type of dog. It might be, hard to understand what you're trying to do or something like that. But it depends on how well the dog listens to you and everything.
I may be noisy sometimes in class, but I also like to be calm sometimes and have peace and quiet. And you know how hard that is with a dog barking constantly behind me?
Not all dogs bark constantly. I have seen plenty of dogs who do not bark actually.
Oh yeah, so I'm just meditating and going om, and then a dog just goes bark, bark in the middle of it.
Yeah, but they will help you with your stress. So it's kind of like...
They can also cause stress.
Sometimes.
Because my grandma and grandpa,
you just gotta train them.
Grandma and grandpa have
that's
a dog.
That's why there are dog schools. So then they train them.
And that costs money. Yes, they're expensive.
But they are really helpful and things, and that's why there are service dogs, because dogs actually help you, and they can grab things for you or help you and help you if you're blind or something.
Well, my grandpa and grandma have a dog, and again going back to the barking, my grandpa was down in the basement and he was working on something, right? And so my grandma was taking the dog out for a walk, and I'm assuming my grandpa didn't know that she was coming back in with the dog, and he barked really loud, and my grandpa actually fell down the stairs. Down the stairs. Thankfully he wasn't hurt, but something very bad could have happened.
But they are still very helpful and everything. And they can save your lives and everything.
Ah, yes, with their sharp smell senses and that stuff. Did you know that cats have a better sense of smell and better sense of sight and can see a wider range of colors than dogs can? So actually, if people gave in the effort, cats would actually be able to save lives too.
Well, the thing is, cats are so stubborn that they won't listen.
Dogs are also stubborn.
Not all dogs. Because most of the dogs, like, because if you think about it, more dogs, for like a ratio, more dogs are less stubborn. I mean, a few, like, some dogs will be stubborn, yes. I'm not saying that they're not stubborn at all. But on a ratio of who has more unstubborn, like, pet, whatever pet has, like, the less unstubborn, the less unstubborn would be the dogs. Because cats are still more stubborn.
Cats are more agile, they're better hunters, and they live longer than dogs and cost less. So, I mean, there's more reasons why cats would be a much, much better pet.
Can you explain those to me?
Well, the saying a cats always land on their feet are because they're very agile and much more agile than dogs are. And even though everybody thinks dogs are better hunters or whatever, cats can catch rats, mice, and any kind of small rodent living in your house that you don't want to be there.
But the thing is, with cats, most cats want to stay inside the house. I know a few cats who like to roam around outside and are like, they're outside cats. But usually all cats want to stay inside and everything.
And how is that a bad thing?
Because if you're trying to if you're trying to hunt ducks or something like that.
Hunt ducks.
You know, or other things like that. Dogs are better because they like to go outside. They like walks and everything. But cats more.
Some cats like to go outside. It depends on the type of cat that you get.
More cats.
Some dogs like to stay inside as well.
Yes. But the con is they. I'm not saying dogs shed fur. They both shed fur, definitely. Cats are more independent, and I hate to say this, Raya, but they mess up things in your face. Like, they will, like, knock things over on your desk or something, and they usually don't care. But when a dog does it, like, they'll be like, did you do this? And then they'll be like, no, I'm sorry. And eventually the owner will forgive them.
Well, that doesn't mean that they won't mess up furniture. Like I said earlier, they a puppy that hasn't been trained, because lots of people love puppies, yay, will mess up your carpet, your hardwood floors, and anything else like that.
Yeah. But there are, like, videos of cats, like, scratching up things, doing all this stuff on, like knocking over things and everything. And usually, they will not care. If it's something, like, loud and it might clatter on the floor, they might look back at it, but they probably won't do anything about it.
Well, dogs, I mean, even though, well, what you're saying is correct, but it's also true for dogs. And dogs require, if you want to have a dog that doesn't do what Lily says cats do, they require training. And training, like lots and lots of training, which could use up much of your time.
Lots
of training.
Because most dogs, like, first, like, they know some of the stuff, like, they'll eventually get used to it. Like, they don't know everything right away. But they might be like, okay, I shouldn't do this. Like, they do know what to do and what not to do. And I'm not, like, if something really bad, they know not to mess with that or do that. With that thing. They might knock over, like, small things, but they won't go, like, oh my gosh, this is the perfect thing.
Okay, we could go back and forth about this all day. Some people like cats and some people like dogs, and I'm pretty sure we'll never agree on which one we can agree on is better. But, I mean, both of them are great pets, and if you get either one, I mean, I don't agree with dogs, but
I don't agree with cats.
You are very lucky to own a pet.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the CCES 5th Grade Podcast. See you next time.